I also will be reading a few poems of Daniel Varujin. First, alms to the starving people. There is famine, bread. Who is sighing? On the threshold of my cottage, who is sighing? My love went out with the flame in the fireplace. Ashes within me, ashes around me. Of what use is it to seed my tears in ashes? I have nothing. Today, with the last small coin, I bought poison. I will mix poison within me. Come tomorrow to the graveyard, you hungry one, through the storm, early, when the wolves are still roaming around the village. Come tomorrow, as bread from my grave, I will throw into that bag of yours my poet's heart. My poet's heart shall be thy blood, the blood of your orphans, as long as your grief shall live. Come tomorrow to the graveyard, O you hungry one. A slightly longer poem, The Longing Letter. My mother writes, my son on pilgrimage, how long beneath a strange moon will you roam? How many days must pass before I press your head to my warm bosom here at home? Your feet have trod strange stairs for long enough, those darling feet my palms used to caress. Your heart, in which my breasts were emptied once, is dying far, far from my emptiness. My arms are heavy at the spinning wheel. I weave my shroud, too, with my snowy hair. I wish my eyes could see you once again, then close forever, if my heart stayed here. All day I sit in sorrow at my door and beg for news from every passing crane. That willow slip you planted years ago has grown above my head. Its shadow grown. I wait in vain for your return each evening. All the brave fellows of our little town pass by, the laborer, the bold herdsman, and I am out there with the moon alone. My ruined house is left without a head. I long for death sometimes, but most of all, the hearth they took from me. I am a tortoise, its guts still sticking to a broken shell. Oh, come, my son, repair your ancient home. They broke the door, they swept the larders bare. Now all the swallows of the spring come in through broken windows open to the air. Of all the handsome flocks we used to feed, one brave ram only in our stable stands. His mother once, remember my dear son, when still a lamb ate oats out of your hands. I give him rice and bran and clover now to feed his shanks, his demok of noble size. I comb his soft wool with a wooden comb. I hold him precious as a sacrifice. When you return, he will be slaughtered, dressed, and served to you with rose wreaths on his head. And I will bathe your weary pilgrim feet, my dearest one, my darling, in his blood.